Well, John, if you're a supporter of President Trump, you're supporting him in this difficult time. Now a second indictment has come down. But others who have been critical, including Mitt Romney, have said that Donald Trump brought this on himself. So this is going to be a test, though, because the first indictment politically helped the president. Polls show that. Will there be any baggage with this second indictment? Could this really hurt him in his quest to become president again? Remains to be seen.
Now, on the flip side, Democrats have been expressing worries about impartiality if a judge appointed by the former president ends up getting this case. There have been multiple instances where Trump-appointed judges ruled against the former president. So are those concerns warranted at all?
I think everyone's going to be looking at that as far as who's handling the case, what's their past political affiliations. And I think that's part of the reason the first indictment helped Trump, because it was brought by a Democrat. And as you mentioned, Trump really tried to overturn the election through many means, including the legal system. And dozens and dozens of Trump-appointed justices said no. So could it actually give the case more validity if it's handled by a Trump appointee?
And now most of the other Republicans who are running for president next year, they're not exactly pouncing the way that you would see them do if it was any other sort of campaign and any other sort of candidate. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, the Republican base certainly believes in the weaponization of government. We've seen House Republicans form a committee on that. So that plays into that Republican argument. So it is unusual that you have Republicans not wanting to alienate the Trump base and kind of towing a line here where they're not criticizing Trump, certainly like Democrats are. Because why? They're going to need those Trump voters in order to win the nomination and ultimately the presidency.